Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Zania. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Sean Lentini. I just opened one of the orders I got from you guys, and one of the ships is kind of, it's not broken, but it is, because it, like, the wing is, like, when it was manufactured, it didn't all get manufactured, so it's got, like, a big slice out of it.
Okay. My apologies for that. We can perform a reship for you. Would you happen to have the order number or the account number?
Hold on. Let me see if I can find the order. Yeah, I think this is it. Hold on. Order number is
5795500.
I was just repeating it. I don't know if I read it right. See if that comes up. Okay, I'll read.
Go ahead, repeat it.
5797595001.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. I'm going to try that number now.
Thanks.
Just a moment longer. My apologies for the hold.
Sure. Take your time.
All right, and can I have you just confirm your name and address for me?
Yep, it's Sean, S-H-A-U-N, Lentini, L-E-N-T-I-N-I, and the address is 70 East Main Street, Marlboro, Mass., 01752.
Thank you. And I see here you do have the USS Altair as well as the exclusive collector set of Shuttles 2 and Star Trek X.
Yeah, it's the set of Star Trek shuttles number 4. But is it possible to only send, because I don't need all of them. I mean, is it possible just to send the one that's screwed up?
I am not too sure since they do come in a set. I can send an email over to the warehouse just advising that it's just Shuttle 4, but they may still send you all of them.
Okay. Well, whatever they want to do, I just don't need all of them. But it's, let me see if I can figure out the number of it. It's the Medevac. The Medevac shuttles. Oh, it's right here. Shuttle number 15.
Shuttle number 15?
Yep.
Okay. Give me one moment here. I'm going to process the reship and send an email over to the warehouse advising that it's only 15 to see if they'll be able just to send that one out for you.
Yeah, and it's not like there's a piece, because I've gotten some that have been, you know, slightly broken that I've been able to re-glue and not bother you guys with, but this, like, there's a chunk missing to the point where it's not even a piece I can re-glue on. You know what I mean? It's just not there because the plastic, I guess it looks like it was thin, and then so instead of the thin part pouring in, maybe it just didn't get poured or something. I don't know. I'm not a manufacturer, but...
I completely understand, and my apologies for that. I'm not too sure. Hopefully it was just a manufacturer defect, and we can go ahead and get that right out to you. Now, I was able to go ahead and successfully process your reship, and I sent an email over to the warehouse advising of the exact ship that you need. They'll advise via email if they're able to just send 15 for you. If not, they'll go ahead and send out all the shuttles.
Okay. I actually have another question also. I just want to check on one of the orders to see if it was processed, because I was having a problem with the card getting declined on the Enterprise D build up on the it kept oh no that was a different I just want to see if the Enterprise D build up the second order is going through, because I like the payment went on hold and then it disappeared, so I want to make sure it didn't get declined. But since it went on hold, it shouldn't get declined afterwards. And the money is, you know, there's enough money in there. It just it went on hold, and then the hold disappeared. And I just want to make sure it's,
okay.
It's you know, it's
that's
not
no problem. I can check for you. Would you happen to have that account number?
So I have the order of the first build up, you know, the first two pieces in like the sign up order. I don't know if it's the same order number, but I can give it to you and see what comes up.
It will indeed be that same order number.
Okay, it's the same order number for all the shipments, because it's like, you know, however many.
Yes, since that's a build up, it'll be the same. That'll be your account number, basically.
Okay, all right. So it's 5787203001.
Thank you. Well, let's see here. Okay, I do see here your Enterprise D build up. Let's see here. 330. Let me view your ledger information. I'll see if it went through. And it's supposed to go for the U.S. visa ending in 8120?
Correct.
Thank you. One moment here.
It should be like $66 or something.
Yes, that charge will be, let's see here.
Or 69 or
65.40.
There we go. Yep.
Just one moment here. It's loading that ledger information, and I'll be able to see it.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, from what I'm looking at here, we had authorization, pre-authorization for 5540 from your U.S. visa, so they didn't go ahead and cancel. We just haven't officially taken that charge from your account. So what you may see often monthly is that we'll go ahead and do a pre-authorizational hold for the 6540, but we don't actually take it from your account until it's officially shipped out. That's why sometimes you may see that it may have disappeared or dropped from your account. It hasn't necessarily disappeared. It's just after time, it expires from your account.
I see. So
it,
everything's fine then? It should come in, it should actually, you know, does it say when it'll actually be debited and sent out?
Now, we don't yet have a specific ETA. Our warehouse actually just finished moving locations, and we're having some processing delays. So they put all shipments on hold for this week, but we do have confirmation that your item is in the warehouse and has been packaged. We're just waiting for the USPS confirmed tracking label for you. Of course, as soon as that's sent, you'll receive email confirmation, and that'll have your estimated delivery date.
Okay, so it might be a little slower this month than next month.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a little bit slower this month. They're just trying to fix the processing delays for the new system. And then after that, moving forward, there won't be any issues.
Oh, that's good. Well, I think it's probably good that you guys, well, I mean, I don't know, but and maybe the new warehouse is bigger, which would be better.
Indeed, we have new warehouses. We have four new ones, and so we started moving them all came March, and we just did the last official warehouse on the 30th. And so they're just trying to make sure everything runs smoothly, so they want to hold the packages. That way, once we get back on the right track, it'll be no errors going on.
Nice. You guys are not allowed to go out of business until I get all my enterprise build-up pieces.
I can swear by it.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Did you need any further help today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day. You stay safe.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.